USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A deputy with the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office is dead following a car chase Monday night that ended with a shooting outside the Cal Expo racetrack. Another deputy was shot and is recovering at the hospital, and a canine dog was also shot and killed.
The officer that was killed is a six-year veteran. He leaves behind a wife and an infant child.
Sheriff Scott Jones goes on to say the incident began with an attempted traffic stop a little after 10 p.m. Pacific on Monday. After crashing his car, he refused to get out. The canine handler then deployed the dog to try to get the driver out of the car. That's when the suspect shot and killed the dog and then began firing on deputies who returned fire. The suspect, a parolee, was shot and killed. Former Attorney General William Barr reportedly dismissed President Trump's claims that the 2020 presidential election was stolen. During that meeting in the Oval Office, Barr reportedly told the president that his theories about the election being stolen were BS. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
As Washington, D.C. looks more like a war zone than an inauguration because of what the FBI calls internet chatter, state capitals should also heed the warning. USA Radio News Dan Naraki reports.
The nation's capital is on lockdown as Washington, D.C. prepares for Wednesday's inauguration, but some security experts are warning that state capitals across the country are at more of a risk for violence than the nation's capital. Former FBI Assistant Director Chris Swecker tells Fox News that the state capitals could be the softer targets for those intending on committing violence on Inauguration Day.
I'm more concerned, really, about what's happening in our nation's capital, the capitals of the states, the capital cities. I think those are going to be the softer targets for people who don't want to travel to D.C., understand that it's buttoned down. And then that is a hit-or-miss proposition when it comes to the police departments and whether they're enabled and funded and capable of dealing with that kind of problem.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President-elect Joe Biden, during his campaign, promised he was going to open the borders to the United States. Expecting Biden to honor his commitment, thousands of immigrants in several caravans are making their way to America. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
A caravan of migrants from Honduras has been stopped in Guatemala by police and soldiers blocking a rural highway. Several thousand people left Honduras last week, heading for the U.S. southern border, only to be stopped over the weekend. Guatemalan security forces have managed to thin the crowds as some of the migrants have agreed to be transported back to Honduras. Mark Morgan, the acting head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, says this caravan is a sign of things to come under President-elect Joe Biden's loosening of the country's immigration policy. He tells Fox News that drug and human traffickers were also listening to Biden's campaign promises regarding immigration reform.
For over a year, the Biden administration, the campaign, has been very, very clear that they're going to undo everything that President Trump did and basically open the borders. And look, the migrants, the cartels, and human smuggling organizations, they listen. And so we anticipated this. We predicted exactly what's happened. Thousands and thousands of individuals in a caravan now already broke through the Honduran-Guatemalan border, halfway through Guatemala on the way to the United States. We knew this was going to happen.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration released a statement Monday telling the caravan now is not the time. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.